of Sampson County, and welcome to the Sampson County Sports Podcast with Ryan Carter, sponsored by McDonald's of Clinton. On today's show, Darren Barefoot joins the podcast in the co-host seat once again to talk about the Lady of the Dark Horses state championship run. Also on today's show, March Madness is upon us, and we're not talking about basketball. The baseball season has kicked off in the county, and some key matchups have occurred already. That's all today on the Sampson County Sports Podcast with Ryan Carter, sponsored by McDonald's of Clinton. Darren, I want to thank you for joining me again this week. You're becoming a regular on this podcast. We just have to go ahead and change the name.
May as well. I've been joining for, my third or fourth time now? I appreciate that. I'm enjoying being on.
All right, let's go ahead and get started. We're obviously going to be talking about the Clinton girls matchup last weekend in Reynolds Coliseum against North Surrey in the state championship, a 59-49 win over North Surrey, a great win. Let's just point out some key players for the Dark Horses. Obviously, Michaela Boykin had a big game. Alex Kennedy, 31 points, 13 points, respectively. What was your biggest thing that popped out in your head? From that game.
To me, looking down the score sheet, like you said, Michaela Boykin having 31 points is impressive. Reflecting back on the game, I think the biggest part of the game was in the third quarter when Alex Kennedy kind of put the team on her shoulders and contributed for 7 or 8 points that quarter when North Surrey was making a run and actually took the lead briefly. And Alex kind of stepped up and put the team on her shoulders and made a few big shots to help Clinton keep their composure. Of course, Michaela did what she does all the time, scoring massive points.
Now, you mentioned North Surrey gaining the lead there for a little bit. The Greyhounds led for a total of 1 minute 58 seconds, and the Dark Horses led for a total of 28 minutes and 12 seconds. The game was tied for 150. North Surrey didn't get the lead until a 17-16 lead with 7:30 left in the second. They got a three-pointer to start off the second quarter to get their first lead. If they had kept going with those three-point shots, they kept falling there for a little bit. What could have happened to the Dark Horses if they kept doing that and the Dark Horses shut down? What do you think would have happened in the fourth, third quarters?
That's a very good question. I think you would have seen some nerves probably. Probably would have stumbled a little bit, but like I said, Alex kind of helped them from doing that. She stepped up and had a big game and kept them from losing their composure.
Now, the Dark Horses will have some tough talent challenges next year as they move ahead in the new conference, obviously with James Keenan, Goldsboro, Wallace Rose Hill, some tough opponents in that conference. Obviously, they're losing Michaela Boykin. Alex Kennedy's still going to be back. Ashlyn Williams and some key players back. Looking into next season, can they make a run and possibly make a state championship again?
Ashlyn and Alex being back, I think, are going to be big for them. Those are two players that have, Alex having probably 4-year experience. She'll be a senior next year. Ashlyn will be a junior. So they're bringing experience to the team. They're losing a lot of talent. Obviously, you hope that they'll be able to settle down and make a good run. We'll have to see what happens. Looking at the rest of the conference, I know Midway only graduated one senior this year, and Midway's a tough little team. I think they're going to compete for tops of the conference next year. Clinton, I think, a reload. Obviously, that new conference is going to be quite interesting, bringing some old schools back into it.
And as North Surrey's side of this, they're not losing a lot of players either. They're two top scorers this past season, number 44 and number 50. Back once again, number 50 is a freshman, and she's already committed to NC State with Wes Moore. Obviously a great player. She led the team with 12 points in that state championship game. We'll probably see them again, possibly 4 years in a row, with that great player in number 50. So a great game in Raleigh. We hope to see another great game like that in the future, in Reynolds or in Chapel Hill. Either one would be great to see.
Before we transition to basketball, I think something that a lot of the Clinton fans may be interested in knowing is that on the boys' side, Northside Jacksonville did end up winning the state championship with an impressive win over North Surrey as well. I think they won that game by about 20 points is what I saw, and an undefeated season. So Clinton, you know, that loss is bitter, but hey, at least they can hang it on their heads that they lost to the eventual state champion.
And last week, as Darren mentioned, the North Surrey girls and boys both lost to Clinton and Northside. We were actually recording during the Northside game. We did not get to see the Northside game, but we've heard it was a very good game, and congratulations to them and also the Clinton Lady Dark Horses. Now let's move on to some baseball and women's soccer, as they are going on currently. Some March Madness going on, if you say, as the NCAA basketball tournament's going on. We've had some madness going on in baseball in the county with Midway. You've been to these games, Midway losing to Pender in a 12-0 shutout.
Very surprising, yes, sir.
And then the next game turning around to play a tough opponent in Clinton, but just smashing Clinton 11-0. A big turnaround for the Raiders. Can they continue this big lead games and continue it throughout the season and possibly make another state championship run?
Midway last season only lost one player off of a team that made a late season run. I think looking into their program, they had some high expectations coming in. They lost a game early on to Rosewood by one run. Rosewood, from what I understand, is going to be a competitive 1A team. Then, of course, the little episode that happened against Pender the other night. I think that's kind of a, what's the word I'm looking for here? One of them just random games where maybe I was having a night off, just a fluke, this is the word I'm looking for, just to kind of, I think Midway's going to get their act together. You've seen that at Clinton Friday night, just kind of had some something to prove when they went into Clinton on Friday night. They were on a mission. You could tell by the way they were playing, the way they were hitting the ball, just a completely different team from that 12-0 loss on Thursday night to the way they played on Friday night. I think they've got some potential in them, some early season kind of speed bumps they've hit, but I think they're going to be fine. I think they have a good chance. Clinton's going to be good. That's their first loss of the season. So I think both of those teams are going to compete at the top of the conference. We'll just kind of have to see how things shake up.
Now, Clinton has had some tough games so far this season, a 9-3 win over Hobton, then turning right back around the next week and beating them once again 1-0 in 8 innings. Hobton going to be a good team in the county as well. They did beat Pender 7-5. But Pender was winless until they beat Midway 12-0, as we said.
We'll have to see if that gives them a little bit of steam going forward. Picking up a big win against a quality opponent like Midway, you can't help but think that's going to do something for their confidence.
Now, looking down the schedules for Clinton and Midway, obviously tough opponents in the conference, but they do meet again on April the 5th at Midway. What do you look forward to that game?
I don't think it'll be an 11-0 shutout this time. Like I said, I think Midway had something to prove Friday night coming off that loss. I think Clinton, when they go to Midway, is also going to have something to prove. I look for a whole lot more competitive of a game. Not going to predict who I think will win it, but I think it'll be a lot more competitive than what you saw Friday night in Clinton.
So that does it for us from the Sampson County Sports Podcast. I want to thank Darren Bear for joining me again. Maybe you can come back next week and we might be able to change the title of the show, possibly. So that does it here for the Sampson County Sports Podcast with Ryan Carter. For Darren Barefoot and everyone at the Sampson Independent, I'm Ryan Carter. Thank you for listening.